Hey, no problem. I appreciate you guys having me on.
So we want to get into kind of what Las Vegas can expect with having TJ Altuberger here. But first, did you get to see him fly in on a helicopter yesterday? And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I did. I did get to see the video of him flying in. It seems pretty awesome, you know, to, you know, have the ability to do that and make kind of a grand entrance when you first take a new head coaching job. So, you know, for me, I got to kind of laugh about it just because I know TJ, I know the personality, he's a funny guy, but that's pretty cool for him.
To me, I don't know, you could tell us, but it didn't seem like, I think he's an outgoing guy from what we see so far, and like he's a people person, but that didn't seem like his style.
Yeah, if I'm being completely honest, that's kind of why I was laughing about it. You know, TJ's a super humble dude. You know, he's not going to be super flashy about anything going on in his life, so... You know, kind of to see that seemed like a little bit off pace a little bit. But for him, you know, I know it was something cool and special for him to kind of take part in.
So we talk about the need to re-recruit players here at UNLV. A number of players had put their name in the transfer portal. I think just mostly trying to see what the options would look like. And now Coach Altuberger is here. You've been through this process before. What can he tell these players you think that will sell them on staying at UNLV?
Yeah, for Coach, you know, he's a players type coach, and he's a guy who's gonna make it a main focus to focus on building relationships and make sure that he puts his players above anybody else. So for him, you know, I know he's gonna go there, and I know he's gonna want to create relationships with those guys and those family right away. And I hope those guys see the commitment that he has and he's willing to put forth for those dudes and for the university as a total. You know, he's a guy who's just, you know, willing to really do whatever it takes to make sure that he's taking care of the people that he cares about and the people that, you know, are involved with anything in his life. So, you know, he's a great guy, and UNLV is definitely getting someone special.
UNLV went through this process 3 years ago. Actually, you know, when he was taking over at South Dakota State, UNLV was going through a coaching change, and they actually had two different coaches. They had one coach take the job and then leave 3 weeks later, and a new coach came in. And they both had very different styles as far as that goes. One came in and said, hey, listen, I'm here. I'm going to win. If you want to be here, stay. And if you don't, get out. And the other one kind of, you know, tried to sell himself. You know, which is more TJ style, would you imagine?
TJ style is more of, definitely just trying to make sure he's building relationships. You know, he's not going to be a guy who's going to come in and try to promise just a bunch of things to people right away. But for him, you know, he wants to come here and he wants to make sure he makes a true, genuine connection with the people he's working with the people and players that he's going to be, you know, around for the rest of the time. And he definitely is a guy that's, you know, just willing to put in that effort. He wants to show you, you know, what he's about and make sure that it's nothing, you know, fake. It's all genuine, and it's just all making sure he's putting forth the most effort that he can for that school and university and players that he's going to be coaching.
The voice of Mike Dom, one of the greatest players in Summit League history. Also, you know what? I'll say the greatest. Are you the greatest player in Summit League history?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't give myself that title.
I'm putting it on you.
There's been a ton of good players before me, so, you know, I'm just very grateful to go through that process, though.
So like we said, that is Mike Dom, 3,000-point scorer at South Dakota State, a phenomenal career with TJ Altuberger, who's now the head coach here at UNLV. Well, we talk a little bit about TJ Altuberger, the man. What about, you know, the coach and the style of play that people are going to be expecting to see when his teams take the floor here?
Yeah, people can expect, you know, to see a definitely a faster-paced game. You know, TJ's a guy who, you know, loves adapting styles of offense and then being able to you know, push the ball more, and people probably don't realize the defensive focus that that coach actually brings. You know, he's going to be a defensive guy that people probably don't realize, but at the same time, you know, he's a guy that's able to, you know, pull things out of players that probably people wouldn't normally expect. And you know, when you play for Coach Otte, you're kind of a guy who is willing to just buy into whatever he's saying, and he makes you believe in that. And he's going to be a great coach. You know, it's going to be a faster paced game, but it's going to be something fun for those fans to watch.
We talk about the pace and the up-tempo, and I know the offense is open, and watching you guys, I got to see that. What does he bring as far as the three-pointers go? I know you guys were efficient, but it's not like you put up a lot of threes necessarily. So what was kind of the philosophy there?
Yeah, the philosophy, I mean, first off, overall, he just wants to instill confidence in his players, and I think that's what allows us to play so freely. And anyone who plays under him just wants to play freely. So, you know, he wants you to take the best shot that you can get on the floor, though. You know, he's not going to tell you not to take a shot because any shot to him is better than a turnover or something, some sort of dumb thing like that. He always got on us for that. But, you know, for us, it was just making sure that we're taking the shots that are best for our team and the shots that are going to make us win. And I feel like him just instilling confidence in us made us play more freely and more together, and that led to us winning a lot of games this past year.
UNLV features a number of different kinds of players in the transfer portal right now, the seven or eight guys who are thinking about going. And there's some big men in there, too. We talk about the system being up-tempo, fast-paced, being a lot of three-pointers. How do you think the big guys fit into or don't fit into the offensive system that Coach Otz likes to play?
Yeah, you know, Coach Otz is definitely a guy who's, you know, able to adapt to the game that's moving more and more towards positionless type basketball. But at the same time, you know, he's always going to be there to incorporate anyone who's in the system to stay along. You know, whether it's a big guy who, you know, isn't able to shoot or a big guy who is able to shoot, he's always going to be able to transition and incorporate guys in. You know, Coach is just he's super understanding of the type of guys he's got, and he's willing to work around those guys and make anything possible. So, I mean, for those guys that are still there, staying, thinking about staying, you know, you're going to have a guy who's just completely down for you, willing to make things work with you. And, you know, if you're working hard for him, he's going to work hard for you. And everything just works out in the end.
Talking to Mike Dahm from South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, a couple of NCAA appearances. Do you think that experience, a guy who has been to the tournament, has come in quickly and had success, what do you think he can tell them about that portion of it? Because we know that UNLV, it's been a while since they've been to the NCAA tournament. What about that quick success and about getting to the big dance and being successful can he give to these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that just kind of goes back to what I was talking a little bit about, how Coach Otz can bring out, you know, a little more in players. You know, when you think you have nothing left to give, Coach Otz is able to pull out just a little more to you, more from you. And, you know, for us personally, you know, coming in as a first-year head coach, we really didn't know what to expect. But we all bought into what Coach Otz was saying and what that coaching staff was bringing to us. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just bought in as a team and a group of guys, and we found ways to win games. And, you know, Coach just does such a great job of building relationships with guys, you know, that might be broken or, you know, a program that's, you know, kind of in a slump, and he's able to flip things around just because of how much he believes in you. You'll buy into him, and the next thing you know, you seem like you just start winning games. You know, you start having fun with the guys you're on the court with. You start spending time and building relationships with everyone on the court. So from then on, it just seems like winning games starts to come easier and easier every time you step out there.
I think that answers my next question, but I'll give it to you anyway. The biggest critique that we've seen here in town from people that, you know, didn't like the hire was, yeah, he got to South Dakota State and he had Mike Dahm there. Who isn't going to win? And you've heard people say that. What would you say to those people?
You know, honestly, I think Coach could win with anybody. You know, it's not just having one guy, it's having five guys on a court that are just all willing to buy in. And yeah, like I kind of said in the last time, you know, it's not about, you know, just one player. If there is one player, he's willing to adapt and work with it. But I mean, it's about having five guys or an entire team that's willing to just buy into each other, buy into the system, and just buy into, you know, creating this relationship and culture of a winning atmosphere, you know, winning mindset, and that'll ultimately just lead to the success on the court.
We're talking to him all over town and seeing him everywhere and running into him. So can you give us any intel, something to kind of, you know, not make fun of him, but, you know, kind of rib him about a little bit?
Let me think here. you know, he is a jokester, you know, as much as he's probably going to be serious with the next couple of months with UNLV, but that guy's a jokester. I know he's gonna open up about his family. You know, you got to give his kids a little bit of crap. You know, Jace loves to be a ninja. So if you can say anything about him being a ninja to Coach Otz, he's all about it. And then, you know, Olivia loves the little fairy tale thing, so she's always got a pair of wings on, something funny like that.
There you go. Well, Mike, we really appreciate the time talking about Coach. What's next for you though?
For me personally, you know, good Lord willing, I'd love to continue playing basketball professionally. You know, whether it is here in the States or overseas, I'm going to definitely try out my options. I take off here in a couple of weeks to start training for the draft. So, you know, good Lord willing, I just want to keep playing basketball for as long as I can. And I'm super excited for my future.
Well, hopefully we'll see you here in the summer league and, you know, getting ready for an NBA season coming up. We certainly have loved watching you play college basketball and look forward to seeing whatever you do in the future. And we really appreciate the time, man.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Cool. Thanks very much.